Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, welcome everybody to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
We are back.
We are back. So what's been happening this week, Derek?
It's been a good week.
Has it?
It's been a good week. I've been trying these new spiritual practices. And, you know, as we were telling our listeners over the last couple of weeks, spirituality and sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing.
It is, isn't it?
It's a great thing, yeah.
Isn't it?
How you were telling me to relax.
Oh, did you try it?
I tried it.
How would you like it?
Yeah. Little boy's got some stamina.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited you tried it. That's really great. Well, you know, I've always had positive feedback from people who try that. It's just a little...
It was a lot better than counting like numbers, which I normally count. Thinking about baseball before I have an orgasm.
That's fun.
So this has been really cool, and you know, of course, my partner is very sexual as I am, so it worked out well. And so rather than tensing up, you know, squeezing my testes together. I just kind of release and relax and just let the moment go. Now. What I was kind of concerned about is, you know, having an erection and then by relaxing, it gets a little bit flaccid, right?
That didn't happen, did it?
Well, it happened for a little bit, but it wasn't like it got all the way soft,
Okay.
So it was almost like a recalibrating, right? Like, you know, like you're on the air jack, it's hard, then the little air goes out, then it gets back hard again. So it was really gratifying. Right.
Wow, that's very cool.
And emotionally, I felt good as well. So what's happening with you? Did you do anything sexually gratifying this past week that you want to share at least?
I don't know.
Are you trying to figure out what story to tell us?
No, I'm trying to remember what happened this past week. It's like, sometimes time just goes, and like when I'm past the moment, I forget what happened yesterday because, you know, I try to live in the present.
So I'm trying
to think if the last week I even had any sexual encounters. I did. Oh, I did one day.
Nice.
No, it was good. Yeah, it was good. I remember that I had a very intense orgasm, so that was great.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might have been maybe Sunday.
Was it the penis, the mouth, fingers?
Oh, I don't know, Derek.
She gets us to this point where we're about to all say yes, and then she makes us breathe again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, because I'm very... I have very limited sexual experiences right now because I've eliminated all of my casual sex partners.
Like, your cattle, huh?
Yeah, all the stable boys I've kind of, you know, let go because I'm trying to move myself to a different level of sexual experiences. I'm not very active right now besides with really like two people and one lives in another state.
Okay.
So, you know, with that person living in another state, it's kind of challenging to have, you know, very many regular encounters with him.
I got that.
So I only have one person here.
And that was Sunday, huh?
Yeah, that was Sunday. Or maybe not Sunday. I don't remember what day it was.
It was that good, huh?
It was that good. I don't even recall.
Nice. That's all good. Let me ask you, though, when we talk about sex, and I mentioned how, you know, your breathing techniques helped me.
Yeah.
And taking a spiritual aspect to having sex. Have you done the Karma Sutra?
I have done some work in that.
How is that? Like,
it's kind of cool. I mean, there's sometimes you can take it at a point where it's just sexual positions.
Okay.
You know, where you just attempt those sexual positions and maybe you have a little bit of spirituality experience with it.
Okay.
I mean, I can think it depends on your partner. I mean, I haven't had a regular long-term partner that I've practiced some of those things with to really I don't know, to really experience that on a deeper level, I'd say.
Right. So you think that having a regular partner to practice? Right?
Yes.
Would so
be
you
much
just can't
better.
Have a one-night stand.
No. Or even like for me, I haven't had a monogamous relationship, a full-time monogamous relationship in many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really had that, even though I have regular, partner for 7 years, it's not like regular enough to really get into that practice where you can do some of those things.
Where if you're
only seeing somebody once a week or every 2 weeks, it's a little more challenging than if you can do it a little more often where you can really build on that.
So
for me, I really haven't had the opportunity to practice that, which I'm looking forward to in the future someday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Right.
I think I'm going to pick up a couple books and bring it out to my girlfriend here. And, it's like because I have more of an athletic build, right, I'm not a slender guy like Brad Pitt or, one of those basketball players.
Right.
From your understanding of Kama Sutra, does it matter what size you are physically?
No, it doesn't. No.
Okay.
There might be something that you say, this is a little more uncomfortable, but there's so much variety in it, and it's about that, the intimacy of it. So I don't think there would be a problem.
Okay.
You'll just find where it works for you, but I don't think so. And I know you, and no, I mean, I can see if a person that was much larger and bigger, where some positions might be a physical issue to get
limitation
into.
Yeah.
But I don't think you guys would have any problem with anything.
Okay.
Not anything that I've ever seen or heard about or read about.
Do you know if Kama Sutra has any ass eating in it, or is it just more sexual? I'm just trying to prepare myself because that's part of the routine, right? Like we practice when we have sex, we have oral sex every day, right? And so the analingus is part of the ritual that we have in sex. So, it's when you from your understanding of Kama Sutra, is it like a religious ceremony where you only follow these steps?
No. It's whatever you want to do.
Oh.
I mean, really, anything is, right? It's whatever you want to do with it. So you could just incorporate some parts of it into what you do, and you have a routine, and maybe you just add to it with some new intention.
Okay.
Some new whatever. Yeah, I don't think it matters.
Okay.
You can do whatever you desire, Derek.
You know what? I like that.
I like that.
There are no rules
in the game of sex.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to hopefully post some Kama Sutra sex positions for our Facebook followers.
Sure. Nice.
This is going to be about 100 positions or so. So,
are you going to post everyone individually?
I hope
maybe,
it doesn't go like that.
I was going to say, maybe you might want to spread it out over the next couple months, right? Spread it out.
Let's see what happens here. If it doesn't work this way, then we'll spread it out, put some pictures on there. Maybe it's the position of the week or something that we all can engage in. And then callers can call in and tell us what they think of it.
Yeah, the thing about the Kama Sutra, though, as well, I think that you might want to, if people are going to try it, they may want to read some of the other stuff that goes with it. So some of the links you post, maybe they might go read it. Like, what are the intentions that you set with your partner? What is that?
I want to come.
What? Don't you want something, if you want to try
something.
Oh,
it's the Kama Sutra.
You're talking about spirituality and the closeness with the relationship, and
you could really
build on it, because orgasm can become something that's so much more. Like I have done, because I used to take on specialty clients and specialty stories in my work in the past too.
Okay.
Where I did stories around astral sex. Astral.
Oh, astral.
Astral, like astral meditation sex.
Oh, really?
Right, and wrote about that.
Oh.
So this idea of what you can expand your mind to, it can really be powerful in your orgasms as well.
Astral traveling sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds pretty freaking good, man.
Right.
Nice.
So, sometimes some of these special things that you might try or do, if you add that intention, what's the intention besides just an orgasm, but maybe a higher level of orgasm, an orgasm like you've never had before. You know, people could still try that erotic hypnosis we talked about last week, too.
Right.
Kind of put you in the mind frame for astral.
Yeah.
Sex.
You know, I forgot to do that.
Oh, next time.
Yeah.
You do
with
that.
The breathing.
And
the
breathing and the relaxation and right. the hypnosis. Woo, you could just
yeah.
like blow your mind.
Yeah, I may not be able to do the show next week. You have to calm me down. So we have some great articles that we're going to share with you all today. Tina's got one that she particularly found that was interesting. I as well found one that is.
Jerry has a surprise for me. I'm really kind of excited.
Amazing.
I'm excited, but maybe a little scared.
I think you should be a little bit scared.
Oh, no.
I tell you, you know, I tell you, this is what I love about science.
Yeah.
They're always telling us the correct way things should be done.
Well,
helping us,
whatever
well,
they decide the day of
oh,
the week.
Oh, I don't know.
What's
let's
correct
go
for
there.
Today? Because then next week they'll come up with a new study that they determine something else.
Maybe in this particular
instance
of what I'm going to read to you.
Oh, right.
It's not going to be that way.
Oh, okay.
But I feel on many levels for those avid fuckers out there, they're going to love this article.
Oh!
Article, Tina.
My gosh.
It's a good article.
Maybe we should just jump right into that.
Nope. I'm going to make you wait. Let's talk about
teasing me.
Let's talk about a little bit of serious news.
Oh, serious news. You know, Zika virus.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if anybody has been hearing, but the past couple months they've been talking about how or maybe not the past couple months, at least the past month I've been hearing things here and there.
Well, the
about
prince died from Zika virus.
Really? I didn't hear that.
That's what they were saying.
Wow.
Because he has a house in Spain, and they said in Spain it's prevalent. So when he was at his house, he got bit or something.
Maybe. Or had sex with somebody with a Zika virus. Because I guess in the United States, most of the Zika virus transmissions have been through sex, not mosquitoes.
Really?
So if someone traveled to some place that, you know, had the Zika virus and then they come back, they could transmit that sexually. So there is a good article that I posted that talks about that. They said that the Zika virus can stay in a man's semen for weeks, even months.
What?
So if your guy has been traveling South America, you know, all these places where they have these high, you know, reporting of Zika virus, they can come back and give people the Zika virus. Yeah. So.
No way.
Yeah.
You mean.
Yeah. It can stay in your body, the Zika virus, and it can transmit to somebody through your semen.
Really?
Oral sex, vaginal sex, goes into somebody's body, and
anal sex is okay, though, right?
No, same thing with anal. I think it could probably transmit from all of it. But, you know, I think they're mainly looking at the oral sex picture because, you know, it really is going into your whole system, maybe.
So
is that something to kind of kill it?
Is there, like, a way to get tested for the Zika virus?
I don't know.
Than just going to your doctor? Or, like, do you have to
I'm
ask your
sure.
partner? Before I come in your mouth,
I have something to tell you. I've been to South America in the last month, right?
Right.
So they said that they can find Zika in saliva, urine, and semen.
Wow.
The Zika virus. So if you're kissing someone even and it exchange saliva and all of that, yeah.
Wow. That kind of puts a damper on some of the sex then, huh? Potentially could.
Potentially. So you got to watch out for people who've been traveling and you may want to get yourself tested or refrain from bodily fluid exchange.
So you mean now you're trying to take away my Mile High Club? I just can't get a foreigner on the airplane and just go at it?
Yeah, it may not be a good idea. Well, we talked about the safe sex experience on the train?
Yes.
You don't have, except for I did kiss him, so I guess that Zika virus could be transmitted that way. But, you know, I didn't have any other bodily fluid exchange. We'll have to do shallow kissing, not deep kissing.
Right.
But the
deep
kissing
is plastic lips. You have to wear
plastic lips. There we go.
God, no.
Just kidding.
They're taking away everything.
I know. It's a, you know, it's a danger. It's always a risk. Everything is a risk.
Everything could be.
Everything is potentially a risk.
Yeah.
In many, many ways. So you just got to calculate your risk. Do the best you can for yourself. Make your best choices, people. Make your best choices. So on
to something
fun.
So, you know, we're definitely grateful for that information because you have to have.
You got
to
be.
Right?
You got to know.
You got to be educated.
You got to be educated. You got to make calculated, smart decisions for yourself.
As we always say, this is about education here on Sex Talk.
Yeah.
Christina, right?
Exactly.
We talk about boinking, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
So let me read you an article that I found. And, Tina, do not look at this.
Oh, okay.
It is from Organic and Healthy website, organicandhealthy.org, 2016 study. Semen is good for women's health and helps fight depression.
I've heard this.
Right? Listen
to
this.
Let's hear
good news for men and women. Researchers have just discovered that oral sex is literally good for women's health and makes them feel happier. A wide range of chemicals in semen promote mental well-being and feelings of affection.
I'm like cracking up.
Leave out the Zika, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see.
As long as there's no Zika virus.
Right.
Right.
The article goes on to say the research shows that semen actually contains chemicals that literally elevate mood, increase affection, improve sleep, and even contain at least three antidepressants.
Now, do you need to have an awful lot of semen?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, how much semen are they talking
about? However much you have in your body at the time should be sufficient.
You think?
I think.
Okay.
I think. I'm willing to try. Well, I'm willing to be the supplier.
You're willing to participate in this study,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I'm willing to participate.
Okay,
it says, the researchers also claim that women who have, this is for you, Tina.
Yes.
The women who have unprotected sex on a regular basis are less depressed and even perform better in cognitive tests.
Unprotected sex. Any kind of sex or oral sex? They're still talking about semen.
They're talking about semen.
Oh, you mean
they're
semen in your body.
They're talking about sex, baby. Ew. The raw, nitty.
Sorry.
Gritty.
I'm not a fan of, like, dripping afterward. And,
it's so
messy.
Great when it smears
it's
between
so,
your vagina lips
so
and
messy.
Oozes down your
I'm
anus
not,
crack.
No, that's like,
no?
I don't enjoy that. It's
and then you
my
can stick
thing.
Your finger in your bottom and
I don't really enjoy it. You know, I like clean sex with a condom. It's
all
nice and neat.
No, not at all. No, you want to shoot it everywhere, all over her tummy, her mound, and her thighs.
Okay.
So this is great information. So if you are having
they're trying to say that CP123
is obsolete, baby. It's over, girl.
So how are they going to prevent disease and pregnancy?
Well, everybody knows if you look at your partner, you can tell if they're clean or
oh
not.
My
duh.
God. No, you can't. We've had this conversation before.
And I'm
it's
glad that the
true.
Scientists have agreed with me that unprotected sex can be beneficial. You cannot say it's all bad.
I know. It's not all bad, but you've got to know. Like, if you have a regular partner and you've taken care of all those issues and you've been tested, then okay. Have sex. You absolutely have sex however you want. But if you're not in a committed relationship where you know all the everything about, you know, everything, then I wouldn't recommend it. Only because of your own safety, you know.
I'm saying trust the scientists. This is why they get paid for. The article goes on to say, semen contains chemicals, cortisol, which increases affection, estrone, which elevates mood and mental well-being, and oxytocin, which also elevates mood and overall mental well-being.
Oh.
But that's not all it says. It contains thyrotropin, which is another antidepressant, melatonin, which also improves sleep. This is why we rock you guys to sleep after we pump you full of our seed. It improves sleep, and serotonin, which is probably the best known antidepressant of all. You can learn more about a wide range of other nutritional values sperm holds. We'll post it on our Facebook page if they let us.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, they'll let you post that.
But you know, it's good for you.
Yeah, have you seen the semen cookbooks? There's cookbooks out there.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I forgot to mention that I knew
about
these cookbooks.
I wish you would have told me that.
Oh, yeah. There are cookbooks for making cocktails with semen. Now, semen and coffee is kind of, I do experiments, Derek, sometimes with my one friend, right? Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here like, what?
No, not always experiments, but just funny things. And yeah. I don't know the first time it happened. We were joking around. So we happened to be at a business having lunch, and this was like a couple years ago, and I joked, you know, because I don't know, men always find me sexy, and they're like, they'll start being like, oh my gosh, why are we at lunch? We should do something. I'm like, why don't you go into the bathroom and just shoot it into my coffee? And so we did, right? So we went to the bathroom to masturbate it into my coffee cup, right? And then we put more coffee in it. Derek is just looking at me like he's done.
Excuse me, ma'am. Where are you from with this coffee cup? Like, how do you explain that? Do you want some more coffee?
No, it's a paper cup. So it happens to be like a
nice. Okay.
You know, a larger establishment, not Starbucks, which is I go to all the time, but let's say a place where you could also eat lunch and get coffee and other drinks. So.
Nice.
So, yeah, so we do this because it's kind of fun, and now it's become like a joke. So one day I was drinking tea, and then don't ever drink tea and semen. That is disgusting. So
it's better by itself.
It looks like spiders. It doesn't mix into the hot tea. It's just weird. I have posted pictures of such events on Secret Twitter.
Secret Twitter.
This
is you?
Yeah.
I thought I knew you. Now I'm hearing firm coffee and secret Twitter accounts. What's going on?
I know.
This is why it's so great to have a partner like Tina, right? She never gives it all to you at one time.
I'm always a surprise.
So anyway,
fun, goofy stuff like my guy and I do weird stuff. He was the one who I also did the erotic hypnosis with, like, recently. Yeah.
Nice.
He and I are very interesting. We're funny. So that's where we've heard these.
Coffee.
There's cookbooks for semen, semen cookbooks, making cocktails, making all kinds of stuff. Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Oh, ejaculating into someone's coffee. Could be illegal, could soon be illegal. What the hell is that?
What?
Like, why would it be illegal to ejaculate into coffee? That's funny.
You guys are going to have to find a new routine. But for the ladies out there that like the taste of semen, right? How did it taste in the coffee?
It really didn't taste in the coffee.
Did
it just tastes like coffee.
I thought you were going to say it tastes delicious.
Oh, sorry. I mean, it tastes delicious. My guy was so hot.
All right, guys, pull him out. Hurry up. Get the back plate.
I just love tasting him in my coffee. No, it's just something fun to do.
Okay. Have you had it on anything else? Bread, toast, popsicles?
I don't know. You know, I don't think so.
You know, it would be interesting. Like, I personally like the taste of the female ejaculate.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, you scoop it up, you put grapes in there, whatever. Popsicles. Popsicles are good.
Yeah.
You like popsicles on your vagina?
Inside?
Inside and out.
No, not inside. I don't like putting in any kind of, you got to be careful. You don't want to mess up the pH balance, the science of this. But you could use a cucumber or a carrot or something that's been washed and is not like the soft, fleshy part before it peels, right? So
a cucumber in the vagina is okay for you, but not a popsicle.
No, I wouldn't put a popsicle inside of me.
But what if
an ice cube I'll put inside of me.
But what if you put the popsicle in and promise to clean you all out?
No, I wouldn't do it.
No?
No. Ice cubes, sure. A popsicle, I wouldn't do. That's just my own personal preference, though.
Okay.
But ice cubes, yeah. Sometimes you need them just because you need to ice yourself.
After a good workout?
Oh, yeah. I've had to ice myself lots of times in the past. So
nice.
It does help. It does help. For sure, it helps.
Nice.
So, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I can just see, like, what time is it? We only have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
So, I'm posting sperm coffee pictures.
Oh.
If anyone cannot get the visual of what this may look like.
It really doesn't even have a big look. I mean,
I know this is for the sake of,
right.
drama.
Yeah,
but some guys shoot big loads.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Wow, say that again.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Wow, I'm mesmerized. I'm like, what? Yeah, you know, I noticed that. So,
right.
you know.
You noticed that.
I know.
You watch this? You
sometimes,
watch
like when I'm watching the porn, you know, the guys shoot like a freaking half a gallon worth of cream on her. I don't know if it's Hollywood technology.
I don't know either.
Right? Mm. But I'm saying, it never comes out that much for me unless I've gone without it for a few days. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
My girl keeps me pretty drained.
Oh,
so I can never,
like,
know.
Build up that thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting. Like, baby, you got to leave me alone for a couple days. Let me build up so I can make a scene with you. So, of course, before we conclude, we have to talk about my favorite topic in the world.
Oh, yes.
Well, what are my favorite topics?
I do know your
favorite
topic. Ask him
out is my favorite topic, but today we're going to talk about anal sex and the 10 biggest misconceptions
about anal sex.
About anal sex, right. Because of misconceptions.
Right. Maybe. So what are these misconceptions?
Number one, the myth, it will hurt. The truth? Anal sex doesn't have to hurt. It's often done incorrectly. Many women find it incredibly pleasurable. And
you know why it might be done incorrectly?
Why?
When they might just try and stick it in. They might not work up to it. They might try and do it like a porn movie. That's where the education part of using porn as sex ed is a bad thing, guys.
But that's where the ass to mouth comes in, because if you're working it out, stretching the hole a little bit with your tongue, getting her all ready, then you put it in, she won't hurt us back.
That's not ass to mouth. That's that's analingus.
Well, I'm sorry. I got carried away.
Here I am.
I'm sorry. That's ass in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. right. It doesn't have to hurt. Absolutely. Right. Totally agree. Doesn't have to.
Absolutely.
But people do get scared. Women get scared of that stuff.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. They just have to, like you taught me.
You have to have a good partner.
Breathe through it, too.
Yeah, and you have to have a good partner.
Yes. Someone that's caring.
I'm going to say something. This is hilarious. So, one of my friends, he's so funny. I don't know how this started. A couple of years ago, he's like, oh, maybe we should write a book. How blank, and they're my pen name, character name, became a three-hole gal. He's like, yeah, come on. I want to, like, da-da-da. And I'm just cracking up laughing. Because one time, right, so he and I, we, like, have weekend getaways. We have whatever. I don't know, a few years ago, maybe.
Are
I've known him for, like, 12.
Are you a three-hole girl?
I mean, I don't know. So, three or four years ago, he shows up. He's got this big bag, right? And he's like, the fuck? He opens up. He's got an arrangement of giant dildos. And I'm like, what the hell are these? I had already known him for like 8 years. I've never seen him bring a bag of dildos, right?
A bag, so, not like, one, but a
there's
bag.
There's like six of them.
Wow.
And he's like, well, these can help stretch it out and da da da. I'm like, you're really serious about this now, aren't you?
He went to school, man.
He was cracking me up.
And
it still comes up in our conversations. Like, he still has that on his mind. You know, that will be a goal.
Yes.
For a weekend getaway sometime. And I'm like, I can think of a lot more fun things to do. I'm like, maybe, okay, we can do it sometime.
You're talking about a guy, though.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a three-hole gal?
I know, right?
Right?
I'm cracking up.
You're constantly in business that way.
That's
great.
True. But
right?
I do enjoy some activity there. It's just, you know, not my favorite.
You enjoy some what?
I do enjoy some activity.
Activity where?
As put.
Oh, yeah.
Fun sometimes.
Absolutely.
But it's pretty, you know, and this particular guy, he's quite large, so, you know, it's not like that would definitely take some work. I think that's why he has this bag
right.
of dildos.
Right.
Because he knows, like,
yeah.
he's like, I can't just stick this in a woman because it will kill her.
Right. I ain't going to jail for any sex, man. No way.
Kill a woman.
To find out more the other misconceptions about anal sex, please visit our Facebook page. We are almost out of time, so let you know, give you a heads up, we are changing our format a little bit. We have been getting some recognition and some publicity, so we're going to have more of a format. And even though we've been joking and playing and having fun, it's time to take it a little to the next level,
right?
Which is a good thing. So we appreciate getting noticed, and we also appreciate bringing you some more Sex Talk with Derek and Dina.
Bye.
Bye.